Airy Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Harry Lutkowski is a fiddler and a step dancer from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. She's been playing violin and fiddle for more than 20 years. And thanks to the Region 2 Arts Council, she is in the area because of a grant. Carrie's in Bemidji. She's been visiting schools for a few days, and she's sharing her fiddling and step dancing talents. She'll be conducting fiddle workshops tonight and tomorrow at Headwaters School. And she'll be performing in a concert tomorrow night with Brian Miller and Nora Rendell. She will conduct a step dancing class Sunday. She's got a really busy few days, and thankfully she took a few moments to stop by the KBXE studio this morning. And it looks like she's even brought her fiddle and her dancing shoes. So it's going to be fun. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Katie. Oh,
thank you for stopping in. Welcome to Bemidji.
Thank you.
You've got a jam-packed schedule. It includes a lot of different kinds of workshops this weekend.
That's right.
And I'm wondering, just to start off, some of the workshops consist of Scottish, French, and Métis fiddling. Could you talk a little bit about those different kinds of fiddling?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I love all different kinds of fiddle music, and I play lots of different kinds of music. I particularly love the kinds of music that are found across Canada, and some of them also are represented in this part of the northern United States. Scottish music is, of course, from Scotland, obviously, but it has had a tremendous effect, especially historically, on a lot of the different musical styles that have evolved in North America. So this weekend I'll be sharing some of the history of that. Actually, this evening I'm doing a workshop at Headwaters on Scottish fiddling. And that particular kind of music is a style that originates in the mid-1700s, drawing on various different influences, including classical music, bagpiping music, and older styles of Scottish instrumental and song music. And French-Canadian music is something that is a style found especially in Quebec. It's also known as Quebecois fiddling, but throughout much of North America and Canada too. And that style certainly evolved once it arrived here in North America, but it also has some connections with Celtic music. Mm-hmm. And then Métis music is a style of fiddle music that is unique to North America. And if you're not familiar with that term, Métis, it refers today to a specific culture of people of European and Native descent who do have their own distinct culture. And part of that is music and dance. And the fiddle music of Métis draws on French and Scottish historical fiddling and combines it with existing Native musical traditions, such as singing and drumming. And by integrating those three styles together, French and Scottish fiddling and various styles of Native song and drum music, this brand new fiddle style was born.
Fascinating. You've been playing for a couple decades.
Yes, I have been.
How did you get into it? And when did you realize this is something I'm going to totally sink my teeth into?
Well, I remember as a little girl watching my older sister play the fiddle, and of course that's always compelling as a younger sibling. And I remember I had a little stick and a cardboard fiddle that I, you know, colored with a crayon, and that was how I got started. And I remember kind of requiring a fiddle, I think, from my parents. It wasn't an option. It was, when am I going to get mine? And I was given a little you know, tiny sized fiddle, and grew up playing music. That was always, you know, just a really real cornerstone of our family life, and something that I mostly did classical music as a child, and in my teens got more into fiddle music. I mostly focus on fiddle music now, although I have played in orchestras extensively. I've played in professional orchestras, and I teach both classical and fiddle music. Mm. I've been able to go to various music camps in Canada and learn from some absolutely amazing fiddlers that have really inspired me, and that's something that I don't really remember deciding, you know, I need to keep doing this. It just was kind of something that evolved and became really important to me.
Yeah, it's part of the fabric of you.
Yes.
Do you have, of the three of the Scottish, the French, and the Métis, do you have a favorite that you lean towards?
I don't think so. I like them all for different reasons. I like the way they sound. I like the histories behind them and the things that it makes you think about. And when I started out playing this music, I really didn't explore the history of it that much. It was just music that I liked playing. And then as I got more into learning about the history, I thought, wow, this is fascinating.
Yeah. Does your sister still play too?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yep.
Fun. I bet you guys have a great time when you
oh, we
get
do.
Together.
Yep.
Oh, you're a step dancer also.
Yes.
Maybe somebody doesn't even know what that is exactly. I mean,
sure,
a lot of people
sure.
know what tap dancing is, mm-hmm. but clear it up for us. What
sure.
is step dancing?
Well, there are, just like fiddle music, there are all different kinds of step dancing. The kind that I do is called Ottawa Valley step dancing. And the Ottawa Valley is a region along the Ottawa River, which is between Ontario and Quebec, and part of that river is the border between those two provinces. And that particular style of dance has evolved a lot in the last 100 years or so, but it has its origins in lumber camps along that major river artery, where there would be multi-ethnic communities of mostly men doing the logging of the trees and using the river as the way to transport those logs downstream to the mills. At any rate, there were many, many different cultures of people involved in doing this, working hard all day long, and apparently at the end of the day they had enough energy still to have a little fun, so they would often have music as their entertainment in the evenings. The combining of all these different cultures, styles of music and dance is the origin of another kind of fiddling called Ottawa Valley fiddling, and that's where Ottawa Valley step dancing comes from too. So it draws on French and Scottish and Irish dancing, but probably the kind of step dancing that most people would be familiar with would be Irish or Scottish. But it also draws on tap, so you do it today in tap shoes, and it's kind of like another instrument. It's a very percussive style of dance, usually performed solo, and it's known for being quite intricate. It's not the high kicks that you see in Irish dancing. It's not the straight arms really either. It's mostly about the feet, but you do get to move your arms around a little bit.
Oh, I was wondering about that, because I've seen the Irish dancers and the arms seems like are very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a tap dancer and my arms are always all over the place, you know.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And you can do both. You can play your fiddle and dance at the same time.
Yes.
I'm amazed by this. When did you start kind of bringing them together?
Well, I didn't start dancing until I was, you know, older for how probably most people do. I think I was 18 when I started step dancing.
Oh, okay.
Although I had some dance experience before then. But I just thought it'd be cool to do. Well,
wow.
Why not?
Wow. I'm talking with Carrie Letkowski. She's in Bemidji conducting fiddle and dance workshops at the Headwaters School of Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji. And she'll be performing tomorrow night at Headwaters School with Brian Miller and Nora Rendell. And she stopped by the studio today to talk with us a little bit. You've been visiting schools in the region. You went to Red Lake yesterday. What was that like?
It was really wonderful. I had never been there before, so I really enjoyed getting to see their beautiful, beautiful school and getting to talk with some of the children. I got to give several presentations in the really lovely mini theater, they call it. And it was just really cool to be able to get to meet some of the children and talk with them and hear some of their reactions to the music. And then I was so honored after we finished the presentations, they invited us to come for their final hour elective and listen to the drum group practicing. So we got to sit and listen to their beautiful drumming and singing for a little while.
And they're quite a renowned drumming group.
Yes.
They're really
yes.
well known. That's fantastic. A meeting of the arts
mm-hmm.
together. I love that. Well, you brought your fiddle.
I did.
And we've got a few minutes here. I have a mic set up by your feet and a mic set up by your fiddle. And we're going to hope everything works out great.
I'll be
listening. And this is Carrie Letkowski. You can find her at Headwaters School of Music and Arts tonight doing workshops, tomorrow doing workshops, Sunday doing a dance workshop.
That's right.
And tomorrow night there's a concert. So, all right, what are you going to be playing?
I'm going to play a Métis tune for you, probably one of the most famous Métis fiddle tunes there is, called the Red River Jig.
Here we go. Kowalski. Those were her feet tapping away and her arms playing away. And we should all smile as much as you just smiled while you were doing that. It clearly brings you tons of joy. Thanks for sharing your talents with us. Have an awesome couple days here in Bemidji. And if you're out there wanting to do something tomorrow night, go to the concert at Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji. It starts at 7, and that's along with Brian Miller and Nora Rendell. It's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be a high energy, beautiful experience. So thank you so much and have an awesome day today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.